This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. If a video designed to recruit people into extremist groups pops up online, it stands to reason that you could just flag it and have it removed and bam, problem solved. But that is not so easy. These videos are easily replicated, so one video could suddenly appear on a variety of websites. And it's really time-consuming to track down each one and have it manually removed. One professor at Dartmouth College has developed software that would help find all those copies. Joining me now to talk about this new technology is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at GraniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Always glad to be here.
So who is this professor and what did he create?
His name is Hani Farid, and he's a computer science professor at Dartmouth. Been there a couple decades. He's actually quite well known in what you might call digital forensics. So he's developed a lot of software that analyzes images. And his latest project analyzes video images, and specifically what it does is it creates what he calls a robust hash, being a computer term for sort of the digital signature of an image. So it's a robust hash of a video. So what happens basically is that a person in some capacity, such as somebody who, you know, who works for Facebook or somebody who works for a nonprofit that keeps an eye on extremist groups or something like that, a person identifies a video as being a recruitment video for an extremist group, as bad as, you know, a beheading video or just somebody, you know, ranting and saying, you know, go blow up so-and-so. It's identified by a person. This software can create a robust hash of that video, which then can automatically identify the video if it's tried to be posted somewhere else. So it basically goes into a database, and any website or social media group that subscribes to the database, the video would automatically be identified and be blocked or taken down instantly when it tries to get reposted somewhere else.
And it has the potential to save people who tend to manually hunt these things down a lot of time. And it's based on or does something similar to technology that previously existed that tracked down child pornography.
Yeah, Farid told me that the technology of the two is very different. In fact, he has not actually done any peer review research or published any peer review research on this new video technology, and he says he's done that deliberately to make it harder to circumvent it. It's the same idea, though. It's a way for software to identify the same image without a person having to take the time. It's much more complicated, obviously, with video, not only because there's vastly more information in a video than in a still image, but videos can be edited. They can have stuff added onto it. They can have, you know, words put over them, and it's still kind of the same video to humans. And the idea of robust hashing is it will still be recognized by the software as the same video, even if it's of a different length.
So most of the time when a video is removed from a website, it has to be done manually. You have to, like, contact a moderator, contact maybe the owner of the website. How does the software get around that, or does it get around that?
It's implemented by the hosting organization, say Facebook. Their IT guys would set it up so that anything which in which the robust hash of your video meets one of these that are on this database, and it's been put on the database by a human. But once it's on the database, if your video matches it, it will not appear. Something will happen to it. Either it won't be posted at all, or it'll be immediately taken down. Now, this raises concerns, because then if the robust hash is not accurate, you could be having innocuous videos taken down for reasons that are not obvious to the person. So the, and Farid recognizes that. He talks one of the things that's complicated about technology, it has to work on internet scale, which means it can't be right 99% of the time. Because you're talking about, you know, millions of videos ago that are being checked. So that was part of the complication.
Mm-hmm. So this will be on sites like Facebook, possibly other social media sites, but wouldn't have any bearing, say, on a site owned and operated by ISIS.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That is correct. So, but I mean, if it's an ISIS site, it's going to be blocked or not. So that probably is not entirely relevant. It's more like, you know, people, all these secondary actors, which, as we're seeing, unfortunately, in the last week or two, is where ISIS is really strong, is it sort of inspires these people who aren't directly connected with it to do horrible things. And one of the horrible things they do is they share this kind of video through their own personal Facebook page or something. And so they, you know, get somebody excited about it in some obscure town. And that is where this, I think, would be the most valuable in blocking.
The goal overall being to slow down the recruitment of these people who will find it if they are looking for it but wouldn't happen to stumble upon it if they're using a site that runs one of these.
I think that's a fair description, exactly.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose geekiness is incredibly easy to spot and impossible to remove at graniteGeek.org.